Your reaction to today's win here in Ballymena, David?
Obviously really pleased. You know, it's never an easy place to come down and pick up points. The pitch was atrocious. It was windy. So it was never going to be easy. It was never going to be, you know, silky, free-flowing football. Certainly not on that pitch today. But fair play to our lads today. We looked solid. We looked solid from the start. And even though it was 1-0, and we all get a bit edgy, and I was getting a bit edgy, we never ever looked. I don't think Roy had a save to make today. I think they had maybe one corner maybe in the first half. So we look solid, we look professional. And to come away here not conceding goals, because I think they've scored 60 odd goals this year, is another bonus and a testament to our lads that were great in their application of the game today.
The goals came at the right time, didn't they? The first one came, you know, 10 or 15 minutes or so, and you know, the second one near the end, just to keep the, you know, just to finish it off nicely.
No, it did, and so it's been a while since we scored sort of from sort of set play across in the box. Thankfully, we got our head on it, and obviously Andy's goal towards him, and it is sort of edgy. Them throwing strikers on, I think they ended up with three or four strikers on the pitch at one stage. So it was an important goal for Andy, the second one, because it sort of eases you into the last 2-3 minutes instead of being as nervous as we were when it was 1-0, but it was crucial.
And the clean sheet's vital. I think it's three in a row, isn't it?
Yeah, clean sheets with the attacking options that we have give you the chance to go and win a game. So say the back four were solid today, helped out by the fact that the middle four played narrow at times, and they worked the socks off with the front two also contributing.
I mean, it was vital that we built on last week's brilliant win, you know, by another really solid win here today, wasn't it?
No, it was, and we spoke about that last week, that you couldn't let, you know, the result and the performance last week go to waste with a lethargic or, you know, a lethargic effort today, and they didn't. Fair play to them, you know, they said they were professional and done it right today, and we were deserved winners again today. And anybody that tells me we weren't deserved winners are obviously watching with sky blue tinted glasses on.
It's all about us winning our games and doing all that we can to put the maximum pressure on the leaders that we can, isn't it?
It is, and unfortunately it's out of our hands in a minute. We all we could do was do what we did last week and beat the Crews and take points off them, but it's out of our hands, and I say we need to keep going. There's three games. It's probably comes down to a little mini league scenario at the minute. We've got three games, they've got three, and we'll see who blinks first. These lads are in a good place. They'll be ready for Tuesday night. Didn't make any changes today. These players played the full 90 minutes, but they're fit, they're ready, and they'll be round to go on Tuesday night.
It's not long to Tuesday night, so you know, you're no worries there that on Tuesday night we'll be round to go. Okay.
I wish the game was tomorrow. But no, the players are ready, and if they keep doing their job, say Glenavon again, they proved today with their result away from home that they're more than capable of going to places and getting results with a really inside form, an informed team like Coleraine. So that'll be a good challenge for us again Tuesday night, but one that again that we should be looking forward to and turning up and doing it right.
Well done. Well done today, David, and obviously you'll be looking for a big crowd on Tuesday night at home too.
Yeah, it's our last home game on Saturday, so you know, on behalf of myself and, you know, I know the players, you know, it'd be great to have a huge Linfield support there to, you know, to give us the backing, and so especially at the minute when where the players are, to give them that extra little bit of help to get over the line on Tuesday night.
Thank you, David. Well
done. All right, cheers, Andy.